I'm Billy Crask, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 32 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast, proudly sponsored by our friends at Crown Ash Developments. As ever, I'm joined by Cookie.
Hello, Jeff.
And Matt.
Afternoon.
As ever, we've got a jam-packed full episode. So, guys, what have we got coming up?
So, first up, we're going to review the recent victory away to Braintree Town.
We're going to get Neil Smith's thoughts following the game.
We're going to hear from JJ Hooper on his recent run of goal-scoring form.
The Kent Senior Cup final details have been confirmed, so we'll bring you those.
The under-23s have been in cup action recently, so we'll hear how they got on.
We catch up with Jack Holland and Sam Wood.
We'll also get the lowdown on Marjorie McClure's school's visit to us earlier this week.
And finally, we look ahead to our visit to Salford.
Brilliant, fantastic, guys. Obviously, like you say, Braintree up first. It was yourself and both of you guys on commentary duty at the weekend.
Indeed, we were, yes.
An eventful game?
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Very entertaining, six goals. The fans definitely got their money's worth. And finally, a win at Cressing Road, the first time since November 2010.
Is that really?
And in general, we've just been had a poor run of form against Braintree. I think it was three wins in 15.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, dropped the mic there. Yeah, it was since 2010, so it's an incredible feat. I think that's both home and away, not just at Crescent Road.
Not an incredible feat. It's more like an awful bogey ground, everything.
Definitely was our bogey team, but I think the team was just in high spirits going there, wasn't they? That Bromley from the start, I think, looked quite commanding and just got better and better as they progressed, I think.
I was going to quickly cut you in there because obviously you guys were on commentary duty, so we've got a brief snippet of the commentary from the day.
Plays it down the wing, looking for Hackett Fairchild. Can he get the ball into the box? Yes, he can. It's George Porter, and it's deflected into the net.
1-0 up, fantastic there. It's going to be, will it be given as an own goal?
No, that's George's goal for me.
Hasn't it? Fantastic. George Porter.
George Porter's goal.
Yeah, that's the official verdict there. Goal for George.
That is how Bromley need to play. A beautiful ball.
That's a lovely ball through to Coulson. In the box, Luke Coulson. He scores. 2-0 to Bromley. Fantastic goal.
Unbelievable. And this is pure teamwork here. Just
fantastic goal.
Hackett Fairchild manages to hold on to it. Here's Coulson. Just outside the box. Plays it to Raymond, who's going to have a shot.
Oh, that's a goal! Unbelievable from Frankie Raymond to put Bromley 3-0 up. Ball's come out and just he's put it in the top corner. Sensational. People wasn't getting that. And that is a fantastic goal.
The corner comes in. It's headed at goal. It's a fourth goal.
Braintree pull one back. It's a goal out of nothing. The corner's come in. And he's just there to put it in the back of the net.
Fantastic play from Hackett Fairchild.
Oh, Luke Coulson's going to take this.
In the box.
Oh, he's in the corner for tight. What's it? Brilliant! Yes!
JJ
now. 4-1 up. Hooper gets another goal.
Kept in there by Braintree and they're looking to progress. It's a shot from outside.
Oh, it's a fantastic goal.
A really good goal.
Braintree get a goal back. It's 4-2.
A wonderful little montage here of your audio commentary from the weekend. Obviously, sort of taking it in turns, really, to speak, weren't you? Or just decided to just, we'll just all talk over each other?
Taking a leaf out of your book, Jeff, when we commentate. But no, it's always a pleasure commentating with Matt.
Did you have Adameki join in? Were you guys on Saturday?
He did, didn't he? Fantastic. He gives a different insight, obviously, as a professional.
A professional insight, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, he does. He definitely does. He added something extra to it. It was really nice to have him, actually. And I believe it's not the last time he'll be joining us either.
Oh, is he?
Suspense.
Oh, right.
There we go.
Cookie, as ever, you managed to catch up with Neil Smith after the game.
Smith, congratulations. Fantastic victory in the first against Braintree since 2010. It's a very special team effort today, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy when you say something like that, we haven't taken all that time to get a result here. But I thought the boys showed intent right from the first minute. You know, obviously, to get the goal as well. You know, he put you on the front foot and... It's a satisfying win. You know, it's been a long time coming, a win here, and I think the boys probably deserved it.
Standout players, it's hard to pick with such a fantastic team effort, but Luke Coulson today, 2 assists and 1 goal.
Yeah, he took his goal brilliantly, but I've just said in there, I thought Frankie Raymond was outstanding. I thought Rico showed glimpses of what he can do, and I thought George never stops running, got his goal early on as well, so it cooled him down. And then Hoops, I thought the front four were outstanding with the two behind them as well. You know, I could go through the whole team in the first half. I thought we were very good value for money and should have probably had another one, but then you come out at half time and you're just like, don't be sloppy, keep it going. Hoops goes through, should have probably scored. That kills the game, although it's 3-0, that kills the game and the momentum. But then obviously when they get the goal, there is that little 5 or 10 minutes of a little bit of panic stations, but I think we composed ourselves and then saw the game out, really.
I don't think anything could have been done again about Braintree's second goal. Very special.
I was standing behind it, as soon as he hit it, it was going in the top corner, and it was a great goal. But I thought Frankie Raymond's was outstanding today, and I think he finally deserved that goal after the way he played today.
Very special, very tough couple of games coming up. First to Salford next week. The team well prepared?
Yeah, they're going to, you know, we're obviously nice to go there with a win under our belt after not winning in the league for a little while. But I've also got players coming back from injuries, so we should have a full squad to choose from next week. So it's going to be competitive to get in the side and then hopefully to stay in there.
That's it. And obviously, George Portal coming off to make way for Denny Lewis. Obviously, he took a knock at Harrogate, didn't he? Was that just precaution?
He's not trained much. You wouldn't have thought that today after the way he performed today. But, you know, it's one of them where I didn't have a chance him. You know, I took him off. Brendan had been suffering with a little chest infection as well. Got through the 45 minutes and I thought was brilliant today. I thought he really showed, you know, what he could be. So hopefully everyone's fit and raring for next week's training. Obviously looking forward to a fantastic day out at Salford.
Brilliant. I know we always like to honour the hard of the fans, but incredible effort, especially as it was rail strikes and rail delays.
I heard about it this morning, and then to see so many behind that goal was brilliant. And you know, when you know they take that time, you want to give them something to go home with, because they've got that travel on the way back, and it should be a happier one. You know, as you said, since 2010 we haven't won here, so they'll be going home a lot happier, and hopefully it's not so long we beat them again.
Great to hear from Neil Smith there as always, Matt. Some fantastic goals on Saturday. Looks like 4 goals away from home. Can't ask for more.
No, the first half performance was very, very encouraging. From top to bottom in the first half, we were a different class, and I think that showed in the scoreline at half-time being 3-0 up, especially with that last goal from Frankie Raymond, an absolute corker in off the post. Luke Coulson's goal wasn't too bad either. Slightly took our foot off the gas in the second half, but still able to get 4 goals away from home at a ground we haven't won at for 9 years, so happy days.
Brilliant. And obviously JJ, one of the goal scorers, and Cookie managed to catch up with him earlier today.
Joined by JJ. JJ just finished the Friday training session before heading to Salford. How's the training gone for you today?
Yeah, it's been a good session, you know, just obviously the prep for Salford away. It's going to be a tough game, so hopefully what we've worked on we can do in the game, and hopefully we can get a good result there.
Fantastic. And obviously coming over from Grimsby in December, it's been a fantastic acquisition for Neil Smith. But how's it been for yourself?
Yeah, I've enjoyed my time here, you know. Obviously, I'm a local lad, so that helped massively me settling in. And, you know, I've just enjoyed playing with the boys.
What's it like scoring so many goals this season? Obviously, coming in since December, you're probably top goal scorer. Is it just suiting the way that your style of play that's helping?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, the gaffer's helped me massively since I've come in. The boys have as well. So, yeah, it's nice to be scoring goals.
That's fantastic. And finally, obviously, with us till the end of April. Any plans for the future yet, you know?
I'm just focusing on now, you know. Obviously, we've got seven more games to go, so if I can get as many goals as I can in there, then when the season's done, I'll decide and see, you know, what options and things that I have.
That's brilliant. JJ, thank you very much.
Big thanks to JJ there for spending the time, Cookie. Obviously, you did your best to try and secure him for next year at the end of that interview.
His middle name's also JJ as well. I never knew that.
He'll take the mick, but I'm befriending him, getting in there, trying to get a deal done next season.
Obviously, moving on, Kent City Cup. We're in the final.
Yep, fantastic. 1-0 victory over Magic of the Cup. Fantastic 1-0 victory over Tonbridge.
Where is it?
It is at the Westminster Way Stadium.
Hey!
Home
hey!
It's always good to have another game at home. I know a few Maidstone fans weren't too happy about it, but obviously it's been...
They can get beer here. You can't get beer at their place.
It's been at their place the last 2 years.
Can't wait. No. When it's segregation, you can't get beer there. Here they can get beer. What's the problem?
No, exactly.
Next.
So it's been confirmed with the Kent FA. It's Tuesday the 16th of April, a 7:45 kickoff. Our normal ticket structure does not apply for the fixture. Instead, it's going to be...
Game.
No, it's not our game. It's all part of the Kent FA. So adults are £10 and concessions are £5. So, yeah, come on down, bring the noise. We know Maystone are going to bring
a few. It's all £1 a gate, isn't it? No tickets available in advance.
No, that's it, unfortunately.
Perfectly, that works great, doesn't it, for logistics?
So we don't know how many are coming.
Brilliant. I think it'll be a good turnout. I think Maidstone, early conversation with them, they were sort of thought 350 to 400. I think they said last time 250 or something, it ended up being 500, so who knows, maybe they're underestimated. But I'd like to think of a good turnout. Like you say, 11 years since we won it. I think later on, I think we catch up with Sam Wood later on, he refers back to it in his interview. I think we won it 06, 07 and 07, 08, or was it 05, 06 and 06, 07?
07,
08. Yeah, so George Billy and then obviously with Mark Goldberg. Yeah, so let's get it right. It's still a prodigious competition, you know, the sides that have been in it. And it's 130th year of the competition. Yeah, sorry, so all those details are on the website now, www.bromleyfc.co.uk. Away from the first team, our under-23 development side, supported by Skill Crown and Bromley Signs, are in the... I can't remember what final it is.
Suburban Challenge Plate Cup final.
Back to the rescue.
So, congratulations to them. They've actually played Lingfield twice in 2 weeks. Both games went to penalties. And as you may remember, they lost the first one of those. And that was a quarterfinal the week before on penalties. However, revenge was exacted this week as they beat Lingfield on penalties. And this one's a semi-final, so it's more important. So they're now through to the final of the, let's say it again, Suburban Challenge Plate Cup.
And I wish revenge in our level of football came a lot quicker than it does. Okay.
Yeah, we can wait. They'll now go on to face Abbey Rangers in the final, and that'll be on Tuesday, the 23rd of April. Kickoff 7:30 at the Met Police.
Oh, we get down for that one, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
cool. That's where we won the London Senior Cup. Wasn't
London
it?
Senior Cup.
Yeah, memories. Yeah,
they had all the inflatables that
get
day.
Get beer there as well.
They had all the inflatables that day.
Yeah,
I remember.
Wally the Whale.
Yeah, I can't remember. We all got on the train up to Clapham Junction, I think, that day.
Oh, I drove.
No, cans of beer, everything. It was like really, we had nothing. I mean, that was that season. There was nothing else. We had been just staved off relegation, yeah. Hadn't we? Hashtag believe. Yeah. And we'd, yeah.
Helgi, come behind.
Helgi Rumi, yeah. I'm trying to think. It was with Dicko. Yeah. I'm just thinking after the game. I can't remember where I got yeah, I woke up in Kingston somewhere. But that was brilliant. Who were the goal scorers that day?
Louis Theophanous. And no, not Jack Holland. He got the
Danny Waldron lifted the trophy. Who do we have in goal?
Joe Welch? Was it?
No, it was... Was it?
No, it was Joe Welch.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Helgi got sent off, didn't he?
He did,
yeah.
He
was in a stand behind the goal with a Wally the Well or whatever it was.
And we didn't even realise Kingstonian scored because we were just celebrating.
It was the last kick, literally the last kick of the game, wasn't it? Literally. The ref blew the whistle as they were running back to the centre circle, didn't he? So...
I had one of those clown Joker hats on, man. I don't know why.
You did, yeah. I remember just...
I've still got some photos of that.
You were climbing the thingy to put the flag up, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The fence at the back.
Jester hat. Jester hat, that's a good one. Anyway, up next.
Up next we have...
Oh, Jack Holland, we caught up with the skipper, aren't we?
Yeah. So we've got an interview.
Well, we're not doing bad for interviews so far this week.
No, we're doing very well, actually. So part of what Jack spoke about is what we're going to go on to next, and that's a visit we've had this week. But it was good to catch up with the skipper, as always. Always has a lot to say, and in particular, chatting about a couple of the new players and how they've settled in. So here's what he had to say. So, Jack, after a couple of layoffs, back to fitness now. It must have been frustrating to come back in the Chesterfield game and then have to go off.
Yeah, I mean, having that many weeks off before the Chesterfield game, you know, wasn't ideal. And then just when you think you're back, you get a kick in the face. So,
literally
a kick in the face. But, you know, the backroom staff with me were brilliant, you know, getting me back to full fitness. And I didn't feel that off out there. So it's brilliant to be back now and really give it a right push for the end of the year.
And obviously returning to the starting lineup again for the second time in two games. Great win at Braintree. Yep. Good to be back to winning ways.
100%. I think I've said it before. I haven't won at Braintree up until that game, which is, I think it was 10 years, I think.
It was, yeah, November 2010.
Yeah, so obviously it was brilliant. I think we had a great start, which set our stall out. And, you know, it was great finishes from all our forwards. It was really good from them. And to get the win there, you know, first game back was brilliant.
And obviously travelling to Salford on Saturday, a side that are doing really well at the minute. But given that win, going there with some confidence.
100%. I think we fear no one, and I think the gaffer's drummed that into us. You know, if we turn up on our day, we match anyone. So it's going to be a great day out. You know, they have a lot of hype surrounding them, but we're just going to go there, play our game, and hopefully get out there with something.
and obviously a couple of the new boys now really settling in, Brendan and Rico from Charlton, really settling in. Are they settling into the squad and the group as well?
Yeah, they're settling in. Yeah, no, yeah. No, they've been brilliant since they come in, you know, Brendan and Rico. It was a hard game Saturday, especially, you know, against Braintree at their place, and we knew it was going to be a tough, tough fight, but I think they both, you know, stood up to the challenge and they're really settling in well, and we're going to finish strong this year.
And obviously giving Neil a bit of a selection headache now, yeah. A bit more options.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always been the way that there's always someone wanting your shirt, and it does bring the best out of you, and I think Gaff has done really well bringing the boys in to keep it competitive, and you know, I think it's going to show coming to the end.
And obviously today something a little bit different in training. Yep. We've had Marjorie McClure School come down and watch a bit of the training, and we've just seen there get involved as well. We've got a special group of people at this club, haven't we?
100%. You know, I think it always has been. We've always you know, put the outreach there into the local community, and having them down today was brilliant. You know, watching them watch us train and the excitement on their faces, it, you know, brings it all back to us. You know, a couple of them, I think they scored more goals than I have this year out there. But no, it's brilliant to see them, and I think I'm going to go eat some lunch with them now, have a little chat, and it's been brilliant to see them.
We'll chat. We'll let you crack on. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Great to hear from the captain there as always. Jack obviously refers briefly to the Marjorie McClure visit. Matt, do you want to fill us in?
Yeah, so it's fantastic to give local schools the opportunity to come down and sample what life is like at Bromley Football Club, and Marjorie McClure was the most recent of those, a local special school based in Chislehurst, and they brought some students and staff down to watch first team training, say hello to the players, have a tour of the ground, etc., and they really enjoyed it. Perfect weather for it as well.
It was lovely to see, I must admit. Jerry the chairman, everyone was around, all the players, manager, everyone was involved, and I think they even liked Scott's cooking, didn't they?
They loved Scott's cooking, yeah. It was cottage pie, was it? And there were even some being taken away or back on the school bus in little takeaway boxes. So, yeah,
brilliant.
He was really happy with that, needless to say.
Obviously, I think to try and give us a bit more of an idea of the day, you managed to actually catch up with one of the is it the organisers or?
One of the teachers, yeah, one of the staff who actually I used to work with. So
I'm not saying it's all about you, but you can judge for yourself. Here's Matt's interview.
Linda, yes. Jacobs, I know you from a previous life as a teacher. I worked with you, didn't I?
You did.
And it was a big surprise to see you down here today. You're here with Marjorie McClure School. Can you tell us a little bit about the school?
Yep, we're based in Chislehurst, and we're a special needs school, ranging from 4 up until the age of 19. And we've brought our further education kids here today, so they're 16 to 19, to come and see what Bromley Football Club do.
And what have they actually done today? So talk us through the day since they arrived, obviously wide-eyed, really excited, and looked really, really up for it.
They were, actually, and they came and they've watched a few of your teams train, and luckily we've had the pleasure of actually going on and taking part ourselves and being allowed on the pitch, which they've been thrilled with. And now they're having a little bit of lunch, and I'm sure they'll come out again after and do a little bit more watching of the other teams that are out here now.
And it was really great, wasn't it, for the first team, and particularly the manager, Neil, to come over and see the kids and engage and spend time with them.
Yeah, it's been really nice, and the players have come over and, you know, taken the time out to say hello and shake their hands, and it's, you know, it's what the kids have come to do, and they'll go back and talk about it for a little while.
And how important is it just for these young people to get out of the school environment for a little bit and come and do something different like this?
Well, we're very lucky because we bring our kids out every week, so we do something every week with them. But to come and, you know, a lot of our lads here and the girls, you know, are interested in football, and it's just nice for them to come along and see what, you know, the team's doing, what it actually involves the players do, because, you know, sometimes they just go along and watch a match on a Sunday or a Saturday, but they don't actually know, you know, behind the scenes and what they do. So for some of them, you know, they've come out and they've played and they felt like that they've actually taken part, which is nice.
It's fantastic, isn't it? And to see some of them as well, the players cheering on one of the boys as well, as he had a few shots at goal, and the cheer when the ball rustled in the back of the net, it was fantastic.
Yeah, and that was one of our students that this morning was, you know, nervous about coming, and he's calm, and he's, you know, we couldn't get him off the pitch at the end, so it just goes to show from being nervous at school, yeah, to coming here and taking part, he's going to go home and I'm sure be full of it to his family and friends, so that's lovely.
Well, Linda, it's been a trip down memory lane today. Thanks for coming and bringing the children.
Thank you.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, trip down memory lane for you there, Matt.
Indeed it was. Yeah, and a fantastic afternoon at that. Great to see such big smiles across all the faces. The staff and the students were so appreciative of everything that went on. The players were fantastic. Neil made himself available so much to come and engage with everyone. And it was something really different for them to experience. And hopefully some memories made.
Absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. Enough about you now though, Matt. This podcast thinks all about me. I've got another interview.
Oh, and makes a change.
It's with Sam Wood, and here's what he had to say.
Another interview on the podcast, and I'm joined by Sam Wood. Sam, it's good to have you on here. It's been a while. How you been?
Yeah, not too bad. All better for now. The sun's coming out. It's always nice. But it's been good. Obviously, with a few results, obviously, maybe the playoffs a bit hard to reach, but no, obviously hopefully we can get back to winning ways the weekend.
It's been a bit up and down this season, but obviously turn the fortunes against Braintree is a fantastic display from I think every single player, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we needed to get a win there, and we knew it was going to be tough. Obviously the pitch wasn't the best, and obviously with their players, and obviously I think they had a few leaving, so it was always going to be tough. They're obviously bottom league, and they're trying to earn contracts maybe down at Bromley and things like trying to impress, so we had to be mentally tough, and we was, and we put on a good performance. Shame we couldn't keep a clean sheet, but it is what it is. But we got the 3 points at the end of the day, and that's all that matters.
Have you settled into life back into Bromley? Obviously coming from East at the start of the season, your fitness has improved a great deal, hasn't it? But just in regards to gelling back into a squad that you were so fond of a few years ago.
It's fantastic to be back. Obviously I went to Brentford, Wickham when I was away, and then obviously went to Eastleigh. A lot of travelling, and it got a little bit too much, so obviously when I heard Bromley was interested, I was all over it. Basically I was trying to push it through as much as I could, and obviously when I first come in, it wasn't the ideal start for me. Obviously I wasn't match fit, I hadn't played for like 6 weeks, so obviously then going to my first game, Wrexham away, wasn't the easiest one. Obviously I knew my fitness would come anyway, so I just needed to get them games and obviously be training with the lads. Touch wood, I stay fit, and it seems to be working out alright.
Brilliant. And lastly, obviously, the victory over the Tonbridge in the Kent Senior Cup has led us to the final. Kent Senior Cup is something you're very familiar with, and one of your last times playing for Bromley before you come back, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, obviously, I think I won it in the 05-06 season and the 06-07 season, so showing me age there. All the boys are laughing at me. They all still think I'm in late 20s, but obviously I'm in my 30s now, but I get a bit of banter for it, so obviously I keep winding them up. So obviously there's a few photos on the walls of them and that, and I'm up there and they all start laughing at me. But no, it's fantastic. If we can win that cup, that'd be obviously a good sit. Obviously be nice to win things. It's a little bit of silverware and obviously something to cheer about.
That's brilliant. Sam, well, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Good to hear from Sam there. Moving on, obviously tomorrow we're off up to Salford in the Vanarama National League, Matt. Obviously informed team.
Very much so, and they're currently third in the table with 73 points, 3 points off top side Leighton Orient, a side that really impressed this season coming up from the Conference North. They've got 21 wins this season, 10 draws and 9 defeats, and they won actually, they played Wednesday, which was a bit bizarre, on BT Sport away to Harrogate Town, and they won 1-0 thanks to a penalty early in the second half.
They are, you're right, they're the most informed team in the league though. They've got 16 points from the last 6 matches, and Leighton Orient only second to them with 15, so very, very tough, and I believe they haven't conceded in 7 games, I think I'm correct in saying, so hopefully Bromley can change that.
Yeah, I think you guys covered most of it there, but it's always nice to hear from the opposition camp, and Will from Salford City's media team has been very kind enough to send over the following audio clip.
The form over the last month's been really good for Salford, obviously 5 wins and a draw in 6 games and not conceding a goal as well, that's the big one. It's newfound solidity, and you know, it's really given us the platform to go forward and get some good results and get ourselves back on track in trying to clinch a playoff place. I think a playoff place is a really good achievement in our first season at this level, and I think everyone's just really looking forward to Saturday, so if we can go the whole month, which would be great, but it should be a good game at the Peninsula Stadium tomorrow.
A big thanks to Will there from Salford City. Right,
dates for the diary.
Oh, how are you all getting Salford? Train.
Yes, train
tomorrow, yeah.
Train from Houston to Piccadilly. And it's not far from there, is it? So
big shout out to the supporters making the journey up on the supporters coach.
Yep, thanks to Jamie Thomas with that one.
Absolutely brilliant effort. Sold out, I understand now. I think there were a couple of seats left in
the
week.
Yeah, I think someone's dropped out this afternoon, so there are a couple more seats available.
If people are listening to this, it's lastminute.com and they want to double check. Yeah. Who do they need to email? Is it
AwayBFC on Twitter, at AwayBFC.
Oh, okay.
And it's Jamie Thomas.
Jamie Thomas over on Twitter.
But yeah. I believe also he has some seats for the FC Halifax Town game on the coach going up there on the 13th of April.
Indeed. So, yeah. And again, big credit to the supporters who are making their own way up tomorrow as well. And I guess
quite a few on the old train. The train's been a bit difficult because Man United are home, aren't they? Mm. And all the United fans live in London, so they're all going.
And Watford. So and the train goes through Watford.
So they're all going up, aren't they? Is that how it works? That's true, though, isn't it? It's true, though. When you speak to Virgin, you kind of book these things. That's what they tell you. Sorry, Matt. Other dates for the diary?
Yeah, so obviously we've got Feel Good Friday going on after our match with Solihull. That's on Good Friday, the 19th of April. Oh. So there's going to be a DJ around after that in the bar.
What's he playing?
I don't know yet.
No, it's not he. That's six of me, sorry.
Music.
That's a safe bet, I think. And then after the Ebbsfleet game, that's on the 27th of April. That's our final league game. Remember, it's a 12:30 kickoff. We've got our end of season awards, which will hopefully be taking place on the pitch after the end of the game.
If the weather's like it's been today, we're laughing.
Oh, perfect, wouldn't it?
I think that's it, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah, in a nutshell.
A big thank you to everybody who's listened, tuned in, downloaded the episode. I can't quite believe we've managed to make it to 32 episodes so far.
It's an achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, big thank you to Matt and Cookie.
Let's go to the beer garden.
We will be back. We're live tomorrow, actually, aren't we?
We are. Commentary, yes.
Live commentary from 2:50 PM over on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk. And if you've got the Mixer app, MIXLR, over on the App Store, I think. We'll be live from 2:50. So for those not making the trip, make sure you tune in and drop us a message over on the app or via Twitter at BromleyFC. Please don't forget, Leighton Orient is an all-ticket fixture. I must admit, the tickets are selling fast at the moment, and no doubt we're going to have a bit of a last-minute rise on Sunday and Monday. But Orient tickets are selling incredibly well. I think their end's almost sold out. I think they've actually requested more tickets. But, I think it's going to be a packed house no matter what. So make sure you go on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk, to buy tickets. Also, on Monday, obviously, we're going to be open from 9 o'clock in the morning for physical ticket sales as well. Is that it?
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
I think I covered everything.
Yeah.
Brilliant. A big thank you to everybody again who's downloaded, listened, and we'll be back again next week. You could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.